That's a longtime local and a former member of the Stray Cats, Lee Rocker, on KX93.5. We're Laguna's Only FM. Good morning. We mentioned that we will have in studio a racquetball champion this morning, and here he is, Rocky Carson. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man. You are a coach and, I guess, a regular at the Renaissance Club Sport, which I learned is not, in fact, new. It's 6 years old, but it's sort of tucked away over in Aliso Viejo on 50 Enterprise. Before we talk about your racquetball classes and your history and career, do you want to tell us a little bit about the club up there?
Well, being a part of the club, it's really been a privilege for me. It's one of the nicest clubs I've ever been in my career, and I've been in quite a few, being that this is what I do for a living.
Yeah,
is play at at the competitive level. We're about 5 years old, 6 years old, and it's pretty much, we consider ourselves a resort. We're attached to a hotel. When the members come in, we try to make sure that they understand, hey, this is a special place, and we want you to feel special as well. So really, really neat place to be a part of as a member and as an employee.
I've read that they've got, 90 cardiovascular machines, a 100 plus group classes, volleyball courts, racquetball courts, an Olympic sized pool. I mean, it sounds like really everything.
It really is a special place. It's neat to be a part of, I'll tell you that.
Cool. Well, we're giving away passes for the next couple weeks on the radio station. We've got 1 month VIP passes valued about $150 where you can use all of that stuff, plus even the club sport world. And Rocky, like we said, is involved because he's the racquetball pro over there. And you coach everywhere from people who are training for tournaments to beginners who are just signing up for the club, right?
Exactly. You know, it's one of those things where I get to meet a lot of different people at the place, and being a part of it, it's allowed me to get on the court with people that are not even familiar with the game and teach them how the game's played. We get some of the top players in the area to sometimes even players coming from other countries and training there at our club.
Cool. That must be cool for you because you are a top player. You've won the biggest tournament in the world in racquetball. So you must feel a nice challenge when somebody comes from another country or something to play with you.
Yeah,
right?
It's always an honor to have somebody think of you as hey, this is who I want to learn from. I want to model my game after theirs and learn what they have to teach. And it's always an honor and to be able to teach the top or possibly just someone that's just learning the game for the first time. It's fun. It's fun to see someone catch on to something and get joy out of it.
Right. So you do group classes as well. I read families of four or something like that. And you incorporate fitness elements of it too. Do you want to kind of talk about how you do it?
Right. Well, one of the neatest things I've noticed at the Renaissance, it's a family community center. It really is a nice high-end place, but at the same time, it's modeled to make it a family center. You're allowed to bring the kids in. I do kids programs as well as having the adults and the child care programs as well, take the kids out on the racquetball courts to the basketball courts. So, some of the classes I've taught have become family affairs where we bring in, the mom, the dad, the kids, everybody learning to play the sport, which then becomes their family time together, which
right.
is neat because now they're changing their habits from being on being at home in the afternoons or in the evening times and just being pretty subbed out to now being active
right.
and changing their lifestyles and the way they feel, especially.
Cool. We're on the air right now with Rocky Carson. He's the racquetball coach and pro over at the Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo, 50 Enterprise Way. And again, we're giving away VIP passes to the club for the next couple weeks. So you incorporate fitness. We talked a little bit off the air that I don't picture, at least a lot of people don't picture racquetball guys as like these big, well-built players. But you're saying it's a much younger sport than people realize. It's a much more physical sport than people realize. I mean, you yourself are in great shape for that sort of thing.
Well, I'm still playing professionally. I'm the current world champion, and this is what I do for a living. I am a part of the Renaissance Club Sport, and that's right now it's probably my second job in a sense. Playing professionally is my first job. I have to actually head out in 2 days to South Dakota for one of our smaller pro stops. But when it comes to
South Dakota tournament,
I'm prepping myself, trying to get up about 5 o'clock in the morning and get my surfing in. So I start freezing now.
There you go. Yeah.
but when I do a lot of the training at the club, you know, I'll take a lot of the guys and, you know, we train on the racquetball courts at an intense level, but you know, being a great athlete also incorporates being a balanced athlete. And so I'll take them down, from the racquetball courts and up to the weight floor and get on the weight floor and really focus on, different workouts so that as an athlete, you can train harder, train longer, and allowing yourself to push yourself to another level. And the harder you're able to push yourself, obviously, the better shape you're going to get into. If you're not in great shape already, you're going to be able to push yourself to get yourself into great shape.
Right. The several times I've played racquetball, and let me just tell this story quickly. Right. I wore those little goggles, right?
Uh-huh, right.
But they would always fog up so dramatically that I would want to take them off. But then I thought, I don't know if I want to get whacked in the eye with one of these fast-moving blue balls.
Right, right.
So what is your professional opinion on the goggles? And did I just not have the right ones?
Maybe? Yeah, exactly. No, it's always it's like insurance right there. Yeah, I always recommend it. Very rarely do I ever see anybody getting hit in the eye or anything like that. Occasionally, or someone's getting hit. But as you learn the game, that's one of the things that I try to teach is awareness. As a coach or as a teacher, my job is more so to help you become aware of how to play the game, how to do things properly, what's going on around you. And if you don't know what's going on around you, it's kind of like I always illustrate it as, you know, you're driving in the freeway on the 405 or something, you got five lanes around you. You want to know what's going on all around you,
sure,
behind you, in front of you, because you never know when someone's going to, you know, dart by you or slam their brakes on or, you know, weave into your lane. And same thing with racquetball. If you don't know what's going on behind you, you know, trying to keep an eye on the ball, it's an easy way to get yourself hurt. But at the same time, when you start learning those things, the game gets more fun. It becomes a joy for someone that's on the court. And obviously, the better you get at something, the more fun it gets.
So you do or do not wear the goggles?
Oh, I always wear wear the glasses. Yeah, and like you said, the goggles, it's more like almost like an Oakley shade now. So it's a comfortable shade.
So I just had the wrong ones.
You know what? Your opponent probably gave them to you. And he probably had a little game plan behind that. So
it was a really serious
racquetball. Next time, make sure you get them back.
Okay. Rocky Carson in studio, the world champion racquetball player who is a coach and teacher over at the Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo. Again, we will give away some passes later on, 50 Enterprise Way, and the pass is going to let you use the entire facility. And what do you want to say to people who might come and take a class from you in the next couple weeks that win a pass?
You know what? We'd be honored to have you. I think you'll find out that the Renaissance as a whole facility is a really incredible place. But it also offers so many ways to get away from your everyday life. It, as much as it is a club, it is a lot of people's getaway.
Yeah,
you know, it's their day getaway. It's not just a workout facility. It really is a special place. And you know, if you're there to play racquetball, basketball, or just take some of the classes or lift weights, you're going to really enjoy the place.
Cool. Well, I'm sure our listeners will be excited to see you there when they win passes in a little bit. Rocky Carson, thank you so much for coming on with us. Thanks for waking up early.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll have this whole podcast online, kx935.com. And here's a new song by the band White Lies on KX93.5.